The Business Matrix. Everything you need to know about starting a business to Fortune 500 companies. We break it down in a way that gets your business growing today. Now here's your hosts, Benny Randall Jr. and Christy Rutherford. Broadcasting from New York City and distributed worldwide on BashaniRadio.com, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are back again. I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, and I got Christy Rutherford on my side. You know what we do, and this is The Business Matrix, where we talk all things business in some fashion or form. You can't get it no better than this. This is the hottest 30 minutes on the internet. If you don't want to learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com, or if you just want to ride with me, BennyTheVoice.com. That's with an I-E, not a Y. Okay. And I got Christy Rutherford on my side. Christy, holla at the people.
Holla.
You so silly. just like that. That's all you got. That's all you got. You got nothing. That's all you got. Holla.
Yep.
That's it.
Hello, everyone. You can find me on ChristyRutherford.com or ChristyRonDemand.com, where we are just sharing immense insight. It's simply amazing.
There it is. Today's topic, we're talking about how to monetize your gift. All right. You notice we said monetize your gift. There's so many ways to monetize your gift, and you just got to be clever, unique, and you got to be focused and determined and targeted about what you are selling when it comes to your gift. Christy, how does a person monetize their gift?
One, you have to figure out what your gift is. Let's start there. And I think about your gift is your gift that you were born with to, you know, whether change the world, change your family, change your community, or impact other people, is what people call you or ask you for free all the time. Like, you know, some people say, oh, I need my computer fixed. That's my father. And if they need their computer fixed, my father will take a computer apart. I mean, he took my laptop apart. That thing was like 5 years old. I said, you know, this laptop is dead, right? He was like, no. I'm going to get it up and working. He spent more money in parts for that laptop that ended up being like 10 pounds when he was done than it would have cost to buy another laptop, because, you know, technology gets cheaper. But that's his thing. That's what he loves. So when people's computers break down, they bring them to my father, he'll fix them. He'll keep a computer running for 10 years. It's crazy. My gift is seeing who you can be. So I can see the hidden potential in people. That's what made me very, 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 very successful in my career, because I can motivate my people and I can take them from giving 10% and teach them how to give me 120. So I mentored, I got to get my number right. One day I'm going to recount 70 or 90 people in my career. And so mentorship at a certain point is synonymous with coaching. And that's what I did for free for nearly 15 years. And I just monetized that. So the first thing is find out what you're good at. And that's typically why people call you, that one or two things that people call you for that you've been giving away for free all your life. It's time to put a price tag on it.
Very, very powerful. Monetize your gift. Here's what I've learned about monetizing a gift. You said it perfectly. What is your gift? And once you find out your gift, your next question should be, who wants my gift? Okay. And when I say who wants my gift, in other words, who can my gift assist? That's what you got to know. Because if your gift is to play golf and you're trying to sell it to baseball players, you're going to have a problem. You understand? The best thing I've learned is very, very simple. Find out what your gift is, know who wants your gift, and know how to get your gift to these people so that they can purchase it. What I find out is that people a lot of times have gifts that they hide or that they don't even believe in their own gift from the giddy up. You know how many people, I know a young lady, man, this young lady has the voice of a freaking angel. You hear me? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and you can be very, very, you can be very clear. I was not talking about Christy, so we know that for a fact right there. Okay. But this young lady that does have the voice of an angel, she doesn't use it. You know why? Because she doesn't believe that her voice like anybody want. But when you hear this lady sing, she gives me chills. But instead of working on her gift and monetizing her gift, she does everything else she tries to get better at. I think at the point she was working as a dental assistant or something, and she's doing a whole bunch of things that she's okay at just so she can survive, but refuses to put that same amount of time and effort. I realize people got to have a job. Everybody's had a job at some point, right? All right, but there is enough hours in the day. Everybody got the same 24 hours. There's enough hours in the day, Christy, for you to give some of that time to your gift. And there's nothing wrong with monetizing your gift, whether your gift is preaching. T.D. Jake show us, you know what I mean? He gets paid for preaching. People say, oh, no, I want to give it to the Lord. The Lord I know ain't broke, so I don't care what nobody says. You see what I'm saying? And T.D. Jakes, I think, charged about $100,000 to come speak at your establishment, okay? And he's preaching God's word, but at the same time, he understands his value. You have to understand your value. What is your value? I found out too many people like, oh, I can't charge for this because this is a gift. No, you can charge for it. You can charge for it, and you need to charge what you're worth for. That's why the first thing I work on with clients is that you need to know your worth. You need to know how much you're worthy of, and you need to find only the people that are willing to pay you for it, because there's gonna be a lot of people ain't gonna want to pay you for it. I don't care what nobody says, Christy. There's gonna be a lot of people ain't gonna see your value because they don't even see their value in it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the worst one you get is the person that sees your value, won't pay you because y'all homies, but then they'll go pay the next man a whole lot of money because they don't know them, so they don't have that type of access, but they down look at what you are. That makes no sense at all in my life. And then when you turn back around, that very same things that you were teaching them, they're overpaying somebody else and not getting as much attention.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So what you got to do is very first step. Know what your gift is worth. You can't monetize if you don't know what it's worth. Know what your gift is worth. Write that down, ladies and gentlemen. Know what your gift is worth. Go ahead, Christy. Rock it.
But how will they figure that out, right? Like, when I think about what I used to charge people for coaching, because I didn't know what I was doing. Now, just like Famous Amos, I love to quote Famous Amos. Famous Amos wrote a book called The Cookie Never Crumbles. Famous Amos lost his whole company. He lost his recipes. He lost the ability to use his picture. He lost the ability to use his name. He lost it all. So just in case y'all don't know, Famous Amos does not own Famous Amos. It was snatched from him. And because Famous Amos said, all I know how to do is make cookies. He was not a business guy, you know? So when I think about, I was a coach. I didn't know how to create a business. I didn't know how much I didn't know what my value was. So I wasn't charging enough money. So I'm out in these entrepreneurship, you know, in these executive streets talking about I charged $165 for an hour, right? That was my first rate. And I'm doing all these group coaching programs. I'm trying to do an 8-week group coaching program for like $497. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know the price on it. I wasn't that good. You know, this is before, by the time I found you, I said, I should be Oprah rich. But all the free work that I have put out here, I should be rich like Oprah. And I ain't Oprah rich. And I'm angry about it. And so a lot of that was when I figured out what my value was. You can't get me to roll out my bed for $165. You can't get me on the phone for that. You'd be like, wait, what? So the people, you know, just like we talked about in last week's episode when we talked about, you know, faith in it and faking it until you make it, and understanding your value, you have to grow. Like, if you're still charging the same prices 4 or 5 years later, then you haven't put growth and you haven't invested in your business and in yourself to actually increase your sense of value. So Jim Rohn says, you don't get paid by the hour. You get paid by the value that you bring to the hour. And if you want to be, you want to make more money, make yourself more valuable. And that's what I've done.
Mm, very, very powerful. So that right there should be step number two, Christy. Make yourself more valuable. Now, what is your gift and how can you make that gift more valuable? You understand? I have the gift of voice. Okay, so I do a lot of things that concern me speaking, all right? Because the same way I do this show right here, the same way I get and do audiobooks, the same way I get on stage and communicate with people, the same way I do all of the things, but I always surround my gift, and that is my ability to communicate at high levels, my ability to be able to tell a story, tell an experience, and somebody's able to gravitate to the inspiration part of that story and make it fit their lives. Because remember, every lesson is a blessing, and in every lesson there's a blessing, and in every blessing there's a lesson. And when you learn how to turn your lessons into blessings, you will get paid, ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt. And you'll get paid without much effort. You know what I mean? A lot of times people don't know how to turn their lessons into blessings. So a lot of times they don't get the results they're looking for. They don't get the revenue. They don't get the ROI on their gift because they've either set their price too low, or they've priced themselves out the market without checking around to see what people are paying. If people on the average are paying $100 for this pencil, and you automatically put your pencil for $10,000, well, guess what? You just price yourself out the market. Hopefully you can get one person to buy it, and that'll be good. But most likely, it's easier to get a few people to spend $100 than it is to get one person to spend $10,000. So you gotta know how not to price yourself out of your gift. Does that make sense?
It does.
And what would be your third step, Christy?
The third step is, you know, I can't talk about having someone to oversee you enough, because it's made such a significant difference in my business, and it stopped me from going in circles, and it stopped me from not knowing what I was doing. And so to continue to refine who I am and invest in other people and sharpen my toolkit in what I want and the business that I want to create, you're going to pay it on the back end anyway. So either you can blow all your money, like I did in the beginning, and not know what I'm doing, or you can invest in the right people, which we've talked about again and again and again, for somebody to shortcut the learning curve for you. So if people always ask me, what would you do different in your business? I would have hired a coach immediately, a business coach, to teach me how to grow my business. And I would have done my research on them and made sure that I had the right person. But that would have been the first thing. And when I ordered this lady who I thought was a marketing coach, and we talked about faking and faith, and this lady was a liar. But I ended up buying this $3,000 marketing system to send people inbox LinkedIn messages. That lady didn't know I didn't know what I was doing. When I told that lady, when she said, Chris, if you get on the phone with 10 people, how many people will you close? I said 10. She should have known I didn't know what I was doing. Cause
she didn't stop you right there and say, hold up, hold your horses.
She should have stopped me. She should have took my money. She should have known. And nobody's closing 10 out of 10. That's a lie. You can be the best salesperson in the world. You're not closing 10 for 10. Does that make sense? So what you clapping in the background? What you got going on in the back?
I was drinking water, and the bottle popped over because I drank too much water. So that's what I was
doing. Okay. My ADD kicking in over here, my story. So
my bad.
but yeah, so she should have known I was 10 for, I talked about being 10 for 10. I was lying. That lady took my money and then came back and got another $3,000. And then I had to travel to go where they were. She said, this is the biggest sucker right here in the world. And she got me.
Yeah, but my question is, what was the lesson you learned?
The lesson was you have to do your research. And actually, she had a very, 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 very shiny and impressive background. But I should have, you know, because my network, I think, it was a little different. I shouldn't have paid $3,000 to somebody who didn't have, she was just a marketing person. I needed somebody that was going to teach me, you know, from the 2 feet level, what I need to do to build my business as opposed to the 10,000 foot level.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense, Christy. I apologize if I'm making a lot of noise, ladies and gentlemen. I was.
Yeah, to pour that water in a glass. I was thirsty. I don't know what's going on.
I know, right there. I was doing the pookie move right there. I was drinking straight.
You gotta get the voice in order.
Drinking straight from the bottle, girl. Straight from the bottle. That's the water bottle, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Christy. I totally agree, and I think here's what I see when you tell me that story. What I see is that you didn't know your value and somebody took advantage of you not knowing your value because they knew you was hungry. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with being hungry, but it's only takes a little research to know if what that next move you're about to make is going to make sense in the long scheme of things. Right. Of course, people going to sell us whatever we're desiring. You understand? And yeah. A lot of times we got to know how to pause for a second and say, okay, they want me to do this, but let me see how this could do it. And then had you just asked a few simple questions, one of my questions would be, okay, I just paid this. Tell me, what do you expect from me to get from this first portion of what we're doing? You know what I mean? And what has been your experience? What happened when you did it? You know what I mean? That's how you start. I call pushing holes in the paper. Because if they don't have no solid answers for you, 9 times out of 10, they probably ain't do it. Or they probably haven't done it enough to actually. Because when you've done it, you don't have to think about the answers. You just know. You understand? I know what it is to stay in a raggedy ass house. You know what I mean? I know what it is for the floor to fall out. I know what it is to hear rats in the walls. I know what it is to have a cat that was scared of the rats because the rats was too big. I know what it is to share a room with 8 people I didn't know. I mean, a house, you know what I mean? And a dirty kitchen. I know it. You can't deny me that because I've experienced it. And it's very, very simple when it comes to your gift. Your experiences are your experiences. I always say, if it don't kill you, it's going to make you stronger. It's just that simple. You know, but I think what a lot of times people do, they don't continue to get guidance. Some people think they can get $2 worth of guidance that's going to take them to 50 million. Well, yeah. It doesn't happen that way. To this day, I still have a coach, and I never let my coach go. You know why? Because he's always taking me to a new level. He's always challenging me. He's always pushing me to a new level, and he won't let me do it for free. You see what I'm saying? So in other words, you know, like he said, you're paying for my presence. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like,
yep.
Damn. Yeah, yeah. You're paying just to even be able to communicate with me because I understand my value. You know what I mean? And he's right. That's exactly what it is, because, you know, you could try to friend him all you want, but he's so good at separating himself, and he's so good at putting boundaries, you know, between him and other people. You know what I mean? Even as long as I've been coaching him, there's still some boundaries I can tell, you know, that's up. But I respect that. You know why? Because he wants me to understand that, you know, in order to become a great leader, You have to be around great leaders. You have to understand great leaders. You have to dissect great leaders. You have to see how great leaders move. You know what I mean? And that will give you an idea of what you need to do. A reason why a lot of people are not capable of monetizing their gift, they haven't been around someone that actually monetizes their gift on a regular. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear what you did 10 years ago. I don't want to hear what you did 20 years ago. I want to hear what you did yesterday. I want to know how you made money last Monday. Tell me about the money you make. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's going to tell me if whatever you're doing is still valid. Because it might have been valid 10 years ago, but we're in a total different environment right now. Just the form of even clocks. Like, you know, my kids grew up in the digital age. You know, I have to teach them how to read an analog clock because they are so used to looking at their iPhones and looking at digital clocks that they didn't have. So I have to put one of those in my house so that they can understand, hey, this is how a clock was when your digital clock doesn't work. That long hand is on here. So you have to immerse your kids into what you want them to do. You have to immerse your clients into what you want them to do. You know, and I'm saying all of this because you have to immerse yourself into your gift if you really want to benefit from it. There's so many ways that you can sell a gift. We don't have time here to tell you that. That's something you got to get us on the other side of the wall for. But I can tell you this. For every gift, there's at least 10 or 15 things you can do to monetize it. We're not going to go through that here. That's where your investment comes in. But the guidance is so needed in everyday life, especially in this industry we're in, because it's always changing. You know what I mean? One thing I got to say about Christy, you know, Christy understands how powerful education is to her. And she's always willing and open to take new classes for things that she wants to learn. She's always open to go back to Harvard, which opens up even more doors for her because that's what she understands. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that, long as she knows her place. You know what I mean? The only time I went back to my school when they had a reunion, and that was it. And only because they were dancing, they had music and food. I was like, I can do this. You know what I mean? So
I'm on my way.
There it is. So monetizing your gifts is many, many different ways. I hope you've learned something here today. If you want to go deeper, you already know what you got to do. So we're not going to keep repeating that part of it. But Christy, let's talk about some of your final words.
Yeah, it's not always about coaching, right? Like, some people make the best jelly. Can you sell your jelly at the farmer's market? Start with that. Some people know how to make creamy cocoa peanut butter. Can you, you know, if you have, like, my mom retired and my mom is like, I'm going to make X number of cakes a week. My mom can bake some cakes. My mom bakes cakes. And so for the holidays, she's baking cakes and charging $20, $30 for the cakes. And so it's not about coaching. It can be about food or, you know, the guy has to shine my boots. The other day I was walking through the airport. He's like, you need your boots shine? I said, well, why not? So it can be fixing anything. So your gift is going to be specific to you is what people continuously ask you for. My mom used to make those cakes for free all the time. And now she started charging. She's like, you want my time? You're going to pay me my money. So all that to say, look at and think about what people call you for and that you do on a regular basis for free. Start putting a price tag on it and know that somebody else other than your friends are going to pay you for it. So stop giving it away for free. Put a price tag on it. And go and create a legacy wealth for your family.
Very, very powerful. I'm going to tell you, the return on your investment is going to be equal to the amount of effort and creativity that you put into it. That I know for a fact. Okay? So if you put very little effort and very little creativity, you're going to get very little results. That's just how it's going down. No matter how you look at it, you're going to get very little result. All I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what has helped me, and I hope this helps somebody that's listening. Every day I have a list, and every day I have a list of goals that I'm completing. And I go up that list, and sometimes I might be on number one. Sometimes I might work on number 25. But every day I'm working on at least one of those goals in some fashion or form. So that one, I stay focused. Two, eventually, if you just do a little, it would turn into a lot. And then a lot turns into completions. So you don't have to be bouncing around from this and bouncing around to that and don't actually get stuff done. But there's 365 days in a year. Just imagine if you took one gift and worked on it every day. Do you know how banging you would be at the end of the year? In fact, here's a little challenge, ladies and gentlemen. And when you do this, I want you guys to reach out to us and let us know. I want you to take one gift that you have, whatever that gift may be, and I want you to work on it a solid 30 days. I want you to appoint at least 15 minutes. You know, if you go longer, that's cool. Keep a time log and work on that gift for 30 days straight. Here's what I know can happen. You're going to see some results. Why? Because you have to. You can't, you know, write one letter on a paper every day and eventually the paper don't get filled up. It will. So just imagine if you can just do one powerful thing, one powerful step to your goal every single day. Eventually, you're going to find a way to monetize it. And that's where the key is going to. But I'm telling you, you cannot underestimate guidance. You know, I think one of the biggest problems with guidance is that people go after people that look good instead of going after people that actually do what they're looking for. I don't care if you got 1 million followers, but if you haven't taken karate, you can't tell me how to kick somebody in the head. I don't care how good. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
You can't. You just can't. I don't care how many followers you have. You can't show me that. I need somebody that's been kicking people in the head. You know what I mean? Whether they had one follower or two, I just need somebody that's been kicking people in the head on the regular.
Yep.
That's what I need in my life. You understand? And so you got to ask yourself, what do you want to get out of it and what's necessary for you to do what you need to do? And hopefully that, ladies and gentlemen, will help you monetize your gift. We can always go deeper, but as you see, we don't have a whole lot of time. We paying it forward, and you can always reach out to us. We tell you at the beginning of the show, and we tell you at the end of the show. I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, B-E-N-N-I-E, Randall.com. Benny On Demand is my private community, and Benny The Voice, if you just want to swag with me. Christy Rutherford could be located at
ChristyRutherford.com or ChristyROnDemand.com. Holla!
There it is. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So, I hope you learned something from this. I hope you learned something from our last episode. You know, we're doing this because, one, we love to help people. Number two, this is part of our legacy, you know. Somebody's going to listen to these shows years from now and realize, wow, something they said right there really struck me. Because sometimes,
wow, Christy was brilliant. That's what they're going to say.
Is that that's what they were going to say?
That's a part of it, I think.
You go on with your bad self. Because for some reason, I thought they was going to say Benny is brilliant. I don't know. Okay. But you know what? Things happen, girl. Things happen. Until next time, this is the Business Matrix right here on Bashani Radio. And like always, man, you know, I love you and you can't do a damn thing about it. See you next week.
Holla.
Thank you for listening to the Business Matrix. To learn more about the show, head over to BashaniRadio.com. Join us next week for another powerful episode. Be sure to like us on social media and subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Until next time, keep growing your business one customer at a time. The Business Matrix.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.